You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
That's right. Welcome to Wavelength, bringing all the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. I'm your host, Ofnir Ting. This week on the show, I'll be joined by Malaysian jazz trio, the Shang Sisters, together with music director and pianist, Teacher Siang of WVC Jazz Ensemble fame, who's here to tell us more about the brand new self-titled album called The Shang Sisters that recently dropped. You might have heard of them from their previous name of The Shanghai Sisters, but with this album and name change, they have made it their mission to promote their uniquely Malaysian take on the genre called Nanyang Jazz. Let's play a track from that album to kick off the show. This one's called Nona Nona Zaman Sekarang by The Shang Sisters, who'll be joining me on the show for a chat right after this. Stay tuned right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9.
Nona Nona Zaman Sekarang, tak boleh ditegur, tak boleh dilarang.
Joining me on the show, I have Janet Lee, Winnie Ho and Mian Tan. Together, they are known as The Shang Sisters, alongside Teacher Siang, who is the music director for The Shang Sisters. Hey guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
You're pleasure to be here.
Maybe as a starter, can you share with me some background on how all of you met?
The year was 2014 and we got together for a corporate dinner, a private engagement. So the team that night, the client said we want to do something of a big band, Shanghai, old Shanghai grand thing. So we got together. We got three singers. We have Che Siang leading a seven-piece band with horn section and all that to do a show. And that's how we met. And because we didn't have a group name then, so the MC that night, Mr. T.P. Lim, was like, oh, I can't be introducing you guys each. It's very long-winded. Can I just call you guys the Shanghai Sisters? That was back in September 2014. So we're like, okay lah. So yeah, that's how Che Siang and the trio got together.
I guess comparing Shanghai and Nanyang jazz, right? I think it both shares the same goal of using Western jazz as a medium to tell Eastern stories. But what we see are some of the differences between Shanghai and Nanyang jazz.
I guess, in fact, the differences will be, you know, we have the Malay influence, Malay culture, Indian culture.
And a lot of Western stuff as
influence,
well.
Influence,
so
yes.
Southeast Asia, I would say, is in fact what we have been doing already. In even back when we were known as the Shanghai Sisters.
Yes.
A lot of the repertoire was in fact not quite strictly Shanghai jazz. So the name change is quite a natural thing. Changing it to something more at home. Also, the difference would be now is a really good mix of this really Southeast Asia Nanyang roots, where we have a strong flavor of the sounds and sights that people used to listen to in Malaya, in Singapore, Indonesia, and Hong Kong. So now it's a more even mix.
Yeah, Nanyang jazz is definitely more Malaysian compared to Shanghai jazz. If we imagine food, I would say maybe like curry wonton mee. So that's our kind of music. So take, for example, the song Rose Rose I Love You. In one song, we squeeze in three different languages. So Malay, English, and Mandarin. So I think that's a really good reflection of who we are.
Rose, rose, nyawaku, itulah dia. Jalan timing mambo, cukup bergaya. Lain dari saya, orang tak berani rapat.
You know, you could argue that jazz has always been at the heart of our local compositions, you know, via legends like Alfonso Soliano or Jimmy Boyle. But somehow, due to either a lack of documentation or education, sometimes both, we seem to not know too much about that musical history. What do you guys think?
Very good. I totally agree with you. Actually, a lot of our Malayan music has that tinge of jazz rhythm in there, but I would also argue that it was the globalization in the 1940s to 1960s where this background music of jazz just, you know, over the world we will find examples like that, not just in Malaya but also in Shanghai. Then when rock music took over the world, then the whole kind of sound, aesthetic kind of changed. So, but still, a lot of songs that we are quite familiar with now, like from P. Ramlee, from Jimmy Boyle and Alfonso Soliano, those are really jazzy sounding Malayan tunes.
Definitely documentation in Malaysia a lot. In not just music, a lot of aspects, we are very not well documented. But I think, I'm hoping that it's starting to change. Since the history of Malaysian music has a lot of jazz in it, all this would have that jazz element being. And I guess now the Shang sisters will start making our own Shanghai jazz documentation.
Speaking of the new album, you know, it's an auditory journey throughout 18 tracks. Can you maybe take us through behind the scenes, the preparations maybe prior to the album recording session? What were the thought process behind picking certain songs?
Most of our repertoire are actually existing materials, which, you know, we love to do things like produce things for events and stuff. So, yeah, it was actually from there. And the percentage of the song selections, like 90% is actually a cover. But interesting part about our covers is we try to mash up songs. We love doing that. Whether it's a new, mix, old, or Western mix Eastern. We love doing all those kind of stuff.
From the beginning, even when the group got quite serious, I think, with a concept and also curation of song, Winnie and Che Xiang memang from the beginning already started to get quite serious, and then we're not chin chai, we're not so easy with. Basically, I would say that the Shang Sisters repertoire have two parts. We have some wild cuts, some songs that we do occasionally for parties, for some private parties, but they are some core, very, very strong concept, very, very highly conceptualized stuff, like what she said, the mashup. These are stuff definitely, at any point, if you come to listen to Shang Sisters, these are going to be the stuff that we can take them on the road to festivals, to any signature thing to represent the collaboration between Shang Sisters and WBC. When it comes down to, hey, we want to make an album already, the process wasn't that hard. The key, the strong stuff was already there. It's just making a decision of which one where, not to where, put in.
Where, yeah, yeah, exactly. During that time, it was the lockdown.
Yeah.
While we are doing recording.
We have to write meaty letters, issue meaty letters, and each one of us, me and that time was...
Stuck in Ipoh,
and she has to juggle babysitting her kid and all that. So it was difficult, challenging, but worth it, very worth it.
Speaking of wild cards, right, the track Aces Go Places really took me by surprise because it's a bit of a reggae-tinged kind of flavour.
Because growing up in that era, I really know this movie very well and this song was kind of like a soundtrack of my life. So I thought about that carefree day. So reggae always, you know, give you that sense of freedom and whatnot. So, and at the same time, I think Shang Sisters, we don't want to limit ourselves to just jazz all the time, but rather we try to also reflect different sides of, you know, musical world and also mainly things that we enjoy doing and we wish that other people would enjoy listening to. So that song is kind of like a wild card, but at the same time, I think, yeah, the girls pull it off really well.
Mm-mm. Like you guys hinted, you know, the pre-production happened during the pandemic. So was the album recorded during the pandemic as well?
Do you remember what month? I think
May.
November.
We actually had to get letter, you know, get letter so that when we got roadblocked, we have to show the letter. Yeah, I have reason to be out here.
Okay, Amien, the youngest in the group, she remembers. Her memory is very good. She said the month of May.
I think May, yeah.
2021.
Yeah.
So we recorded the vocals in May, but in November, actually, we did a gig at Bobo. Yeah. After the gig, you know, my other producer, he just told me, he said, let's redo the vocals, all the vocals.
He came to Bobo show opening night. He sat there on the sofa, eyes open, big, ears open, big. Then after show, you think you're better, record again.
So we redo that again. Basically, we redo everything around Chinese New Year this year. Yeah, before Chinese New Year and rushing for the release date.
At first, I panic lah because I'm like, I take the longest time in the recording booth. These two are super fast. But I appreciated why Billy suggested and proposed that we redo. Because months after May, after we finished the first round of recording, we spent a lot of time in the rehearsal studio, in vocal rehearsal. There was so much more that we have developed in terms of chemistry, familiarity, a sense of familiarity, and also a lot more story in how we deliver. So when Billy came to watch our live show, where we really took off when there was live audience, he just felt like there is so much more that we could offer if we do a second round of recording. We're like, okay, look. I mean, we put in so much. There was so much that we put in as a team. We really wanted the best that we can do lah, within our time and resources to give the best. And we do lor. No, very nice, man.
Usually, are the instrumentals recorded separately from the vocals?
Yes. We always do the instrumental first.
Were all the recording sessions done live?
Tell them, Che Xiang, you did 9 songs in...
How many hours?
4 hours. Champion, these people.
Because we've done recording in studio quite many times and we are quite used to the process of how to get the most lively takes as quick as possible. So, and also actually I have to say that some of the songs we've been, you know, performing live for so many times, so we already really, really understand and also really know how to get it done quickly. And also in the same way also, you know, so that we provide the most lively instrumental accompaniment for the singers that they can take home and practice and do their best when it's their turn to record. So that's usually how WVC record lah. So when we record all our albums, we usually do that. We play the hell out of those songs and then we go into the recording studio. We just pop and get them done.
Nice.
Please compliment us.
It was amazing.
Amazing.
But nice.
In the mood Saturday in the moon. Better, better, yeah, in the moon. Better to ya. Shoo, 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 be doo be doo be doo.
I've been speaking to the Shang sisters, Winnie Ho, Mian Tan and Janet Lee, alongside music director Teacher Xiang, about the brand new Shang sisters album. More music and stories from that album coming your way right after a short break. So stay with us right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9. Welcome back to Wavelength. You just heard the track, You're So Beautiful and If You Love Me, Raise Your Hand, track 4 from the Shang Sisters album. It's an album that aims to promote their unique brand of music called Nanyang Jazz. I've been speaking to Winnie Ho, Mian Tan, Janet Lee and Teacher Xiang to find out more. And if the Shang Sisters sound familiar to you, you might have heard of the group's previous name of the Shanghai Sisters, which is now shortened to simply the Shang Sisters.
We have this new running joke lah. I think it's quite, if people were to know us for the first time, they're like, apa tu Shang Sisters? So we answer them like, okay, because there are three of us, and to count to three is like this. Yi, Er, Shang. Hey, only you know how to count to Yi. You know Yi.
I know. Yi, Er, San.
Because three sisters ma, Yi, Er, Shang, sisters. No lah, but the rebrand is actually...
We always introduce ourselves like,
hey,
ah, 大家好, we are the Shanghai sisters from Kuala Lumpur. Then people get confused, huh? A Shanghai sister from Kuala Lumpur? Then they come and... Yeah, you're not from Shanghai, yeah? We said, no, we are not from Shanghai. Yeah, then we decided to change the name to the Shanghai sisters because we don't... We don't want people to get confused about Shanghai and Kuala Lumpur.
And also back then, we always felt that, hey, that's a lacking of something. We were invited to showcase ourselves, showcase our music, our culture on the international stage. But somehow, we as the Shanghai sister, we felt like we kind of failed to... a little bit off, and we kind of failed to bring out... the culture, the Nanyang culture, the roots.
Even though really the nice. Music were there already, the sound, the concept is just, but the name. It's like we were memang from the beginning Shanghai Jazz punya sister. Tapi itu nama dia terbeliak. The nama stuck with Shanghai.
Yes.
We use the reopening of economy, the reopening of borders and everything. Why don't we reset?
And after the rename, we started to talk to our stylist, Mr. Eric Chong, about the styling, the images and stuff. And we want to introduce the beauty of batik. Yeah, to the international audience as well.
So if you look at the album visual and all that, you can see that the look and style, you can tell that it's definitely Southeast Asia or Oriental, a very strong mix of Nanyang and Malaysian element there.
Yeah, so with this name change, you guys are kind of officially like the ambassadors of, you know, this part of the world that the whole Nanyang jazz sound for international audiences.
Yay!
Of course, we have a lot of counterparts and local colleagues like Tarakucha and Fez and the New Village. These, so I don't know. As a group, we memang last time always talk about collaborating with groups, but on our own, of course, we can, because we are our own team. There's a lot we can do things fast and efficient because we are all on a team already. Really hope this is just the beginning to really. Yeah, you know, someone now with movie Crazy Rich Asian, really, Asia is really the place.
Do you guys each have a different favorite song on the album?
It's a difficult question. Yeah.
I think, Amien, you're going to pick this one. Okay, like, Amien.
Oh, I like the Blissful Reunions because after the pandemic, like 2 years, we locked down, we stay at home 2 years. And then some of us, our friends cannot meet their parents, their relatives, their friends. Yeah. Then after 2 years, like reunions, wow, I feel so touched when I sing this song every time. Yeah.
Because most of the song in this album is kind of lively. But this one is...
This is a
very sentimental and slow numbers.
I mean, brought to the group during the recording a sense of very precious because we were in a lockdown and everyone has to juggle so much. But she had to bring her the milk.
Feeding.
She already said breast pump. It's called breast pump. To the studio. So she was juggling breastfeeding, recording, being a mom, a daughter-in-law, and everything. Also a businesswoman. All of us were juggling. But her being there and that whole sense of how precious and how privileged we are to still do this. So each time we perform this song on stage and we think about what we've been through and how privileged we are, we just feel super, super touched and emotional. 我在要离别分散经过了也许I don't have a favorite, but I really enjoy them quite a lot. But I suppose the special one is 何家欢 track number 13, the Blissful Reunions. It hit us in a quite a different spot lah.
And also I like Yola Love.
Yes.
It's an original and it's a very positive song. Yeah.
Yes. And it showcased such a very sophisticated vocal arrangement, and even for the singers as well, it's not an easy fit to pull off, and the arrangement
I love them all. It's all my kids.
Yeah.
It's very difficult for me to pick as well because I'm the one who wrote most of the arrangement, vocal arrangements. So definitely it's difficult for me. And
You also produce all these.
And if you really want me to choose, then I'll probably vote for Yo La La.
Yeah.
Because that's our very first originals. Mm. And so how did this song started? I felt that, you know, the brand new TSS should have our own originals, a song that actually represents all three of us. So I came up with the idea, and one fine day, the tune just came in, Yo La La, Yo La, and what is this gibberish about? I don't even know myself. And later it came that, you know, we need to write pen the lyrics. And I started to sit down with the lyricist and tell him about my idea. During the pandemic time, we always receive messages from friends asking, hey, how are you doing? At that point, I really don't know what to reply. I can't say, well, I'm good, because I'm not really that good. I can't say, I'm not good either. So none of the answer is the answer. That's why this gibberish came along.
Yo la la, yo la, yo la la, yo la, 黎明之后就有太阳。 Yo la la, yo la,
yo la la, yo la,
yo la la, yo la.
Yo la la means, you know, c'est la vie la, like unfortunate things happen in life, but you know, we just move on and we do whatever we can. So if you couldn't find your answers right now, it's okay to be not okay. Just continue living. Just keep talking, keep laughing, keep crying, whatever. And when the times come, you will know what to do. So so I told it. The vocal arrangement of the song was arranged by the other friend, Isabel Jaja. I told her, I said, hey, give us more challenging lines because I want these girls to have conversations. So that's why the vocal arrangement is like here and there.
Layering.
Layering, yes.
Intricacy.
A lot of interactions.
哇, 今天真的很熱。 我也是啊, 我今天已經沖了3次涼了, 喂。
喂, 不如我們整碗 ABC
來吃。好啊。
阿姨, 我們想吃 ABC 啊。
我都騙到了, 你們。
多謝阿姨, 我要多多阿特子的。
I gotta mention the skits as well. There are skits throughout the album, and it really helps with, I think, strengthening the narrative of the album and really transport you to that Nanyang Jazz universe. Were the skits an idea from the get-go, or was it added after all the songs were recorded?
It was after.
Our album copywriter, Biao Ming, PM Wang, had a meeting and sat down with Winnie and William. They really talked about how do we further string along the whole this collection of song to make the whole listening experience more vivid, more complete. Mm. So I don't know. When they told me the idea, I was like, wow, that is
a
twist. But I thought about it. I thought, oh no, is this going to be one of those cliche? Because there's a lot of I remember my experience as a listener. In a lot of Chinese jazz album, there's always a lot of very sentimental, 什么那些语怎么讲, like softly, there's very sentimental monologue, solitude of the singer talking like, my name is... But this one is something different. This is real skits. I thought it's a brilliant twist to the listener's experience.
I think especially for international listeners, right, when they hear the skit, it kind of gives them a clearer picture of the whole Nanyang Jazz experience, I feel.
Already, there's a Hong Kong listeners asking, what is ABC? Huh?
Yeah! Then he said, you listen more to the album, then you know.
I like how he asked about ABC, but not the roti man. What is a roti man, you know?
Maybe more to come.
I also read that the CD was produced all the way in Austria. So why Austria? I know for vinyl records, maybe the place that it was pressed in is pretty important. Like audiophiles love vinyl records pressed in Germany per se, but why Austria for CDs?
Austria for CDs, same reason, because of the quality. They produce good quality, and they are the pioneer in this industry lah.
Quality lah, other quality.
Quality promising.
Yeah. I just follow the team. They say good, go there. I said okay, I put my money there.
We know that it's a little bit expensive, but it worth.
Was it a long waiting time to get it produced?
We're quite lucky. In time.
They managed to press and deliver to us quite fast. Yes, quite fast. It was a challenge, but we are very grateful. All the vendors, our printers, designers, everything, all the mastering studio, everybody lah, just delivered so that we could start selling on the first night of our Bobo KL show.
Nice. Speaking of shows, are there any upcoming live shows that we can look forward to?
Yes. Come on, Zhe Xiang, tell them about the GTF.
We're going to perform at the Georgetown Festival 2022 on July 9th and 10th.
So we opened the festival on the 9th and 10th. We're very, very excited. I think this is our first show in Penang Island.
Yes.
And then the day after our second show at the festival, we are going to Just Wine Ipoh. Amien's family is there too. So we are going to have a small one there. And then after that, Zhe Xiang, do we tell them about Malacca in September, a fundraiser?
Yes, Ken. Yeah. September 9th.
So on the 9th of September, we're going to Peranakan Mansion in Malacca for a fundraiser. It's going to feature very, very sumptuous, yummy, delicious Nyonya food and Shang Sisters with Zhe Xiang. So it's like a TSS Redux edition for a very intimate group of very generous Malacca people and their friends. So that's on the 9th. So more information will be coming out from our pages as we get confirmation on how to book and all that.
Yeah. I think in between, we also have a few corporate gigs. Yeah. So if you love to invite us to your annual dinner,
Yeah, definitely there will be more, but these are the big ones, the Georgetown Festival.
So that's where fans can buy your CDs as well at those shows.
Yeah.
But if they can't make it to those shows, where can they get a hand on the CD?
We have mail order, and we are also available in a few CD shops. In KL, in Klang Valley, we are in MCOT Mall Victoria Music Station, and also Caruso Vinyl. I believe that one is like a cottage, a small shop. But because these days everything is online, so we are also available for ordering anywhere
Penang,
in the
Penang
world.
Wildflowers.
We're in Penang Wildflower Records, and to order you can actually just WhatsApp. Anyone can just call 012-555-9392. William, you're the man. 012-555-9392. Or just drop us a message and we will connect you on how to order on our social media, the Shang Sisters.
Awesome. It's good that you repeated the number for our listeners. It's been great speaking to you guys, and I wish you guys all the best for the upcoming shows, and thank you for carrying on that Nanyang Jazz sound.
Thank you.
I love you. Never knew how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I got the fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. A fever in the morning, fever all through the night. 我得不到你的爱情, 像冬夜里没有光明。 你不给我一颗痴心, 像黑夜里头找不到那踪影。 我得不到你的爱情, 像春花没有雨淋。 你不给我一颗痴心, 像梦里春花留下一点幻影。 该出游热情去找寻。And now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. I give you fever.
我得不到你的爱情。
Why don't you kiss me?
像冬夜里没有光明，你比给我一颗痴心。
What a lovely way to burn. 我要你的爱情，我要你的痴心。你不给我温馨，爱出有热情去找寻。
我得不到你的爱情，像春花没有雨淋。不给我一颗痴心，像梦里春花留下一点幻影，像黑夜里都找不到那踪影。
What a lovely way to burn，
像梦里春花留下一点幻影，像黑夜里都找不到那踪影。
That was track 16 from the Shang Sisters called Fever and The Unobtainable Love. The group's new album is very much obtainable though. Once again, you can contact William at 012-555-9392 to get your hands on a copy. Once again, William at 012-555-9392. Or simply contact them on their socials. They are at The Shang Sisters. Once again, big thanks to my four guests on the show, Winnie Ho, Mian Tan, Janet Lee, and Tay Che Siang. I'm going to close off tonight's show with another track from the new Shang Sisters album. This is their original one called Yo La La. There's also a music video out on YouTube, so don't forget to check that out. Until next time, you've been tuning in to Wavelength, bringing you the best sounds and stories from the Asian region, with me, your host, Auf Nia Ting. Take care, join me again next time for more of the same. Here is Yo La La by the Shang Sisters, right here on BFM 89.9.
人生无常，谁说得完？心情还是一样，温柔的绽放。去年重逢的地方，现在是什么模样？有什么不一样？轻轻歌唱，别来无恙，慢慢欣赏。时间变幻，每朵花都有它盛开的地方。哒哒哒滴滴哒，用手指算一算，日子总是忙不完。找答案，巴巴拉滴滴呀，心里总有个地方，同时柔软又坚强，别让那些不安偷走眼里的光。啊 之后就有太阳。
Ooh.